I actually haven't seen you edit anything in the notes.
Oh, thank God. Hello and welcome. My name is Alex Gonzalez, and with me today is my good old friend, J.E.
Hey, that's me.
And please remember that we are not game devs. How are you doing today, Jay?
I'm doing Alex, huh? I was reading the script.
You're gonna use my entire being. You're gonna make me into a character and put that as your personality.
Well, I mean,
what does doing Alex feel like?
That's how good I'm doing today, Alex. I just got back from Vegas like an hour ago, so maybe that I'll blame it on that.
You know, I did ask you if you were drunk, and you said no.
I am not.
But that is not the alcoholism that we are talking about today. Today, we are creating something new. Every week, we are not game devs. We create a new, exciting video game idea that we have always wanted to play, but do not have any knowledge or know-how to create the wonderful experience that is a video game. And today is my turn to present We Are Not Game Devs' 73rd IP. Let's begin with the concept. I have a confession. All I do have is the concept. I tried chewing on this game for a couple days in my mind, and I just couldn't get anywhere past this one idea that I thought was super entertaining, and I hope it's entertaining to you.
All right.
Too. So I want to create a first-person shooter.
Okay.
Where it's based on the roles of reincarnation, where you hate these other people so much that when you reincarnate, you come back only to kill them. And for some reason, it got me going. I thought of a little shrimp floating around with a pistol, just capping people. And I don't know why that got me going. But I want to create a game where the worse you do upon dying will reincarnate you a little bit worse. And the better you do will reincarnate you into a better class.
So and the reason, like Call of Duty gun game, kind of?
Yeah, but instead of guns, it's classes.
Okay.
But I didn't know how to make the class. You know me, I went towards animals right away, where I was like, it'd be great if like you just went lower and lower and lower on the food chain, where like maybe you start off. And I would want to make it characteristics that are interesting to play. So like maybe a monkey can... What's the word for vaulting over ledges? Clambering?
Mantling. Clamoring?
Mantling?
I think it's mantling.
Yeah, so where you're able to jump over and move and use parkour, so to say. I imagine like a chimpanzee being able to do that. I imagine having like a rhino who's able to run in straight lines and kill anybody in their path in that straight line, but they can't really turn all that well. So if you see them going across the map, it's an easy shot. I imagine there being like a crane or a bird who's able to get into high places and then snipe. But if they get hit, maybe like a puff of feathers goes up, and then they can get worse and worse and worse, where you start off and like you go down and like you're a bunny rabbit, so you're able to go fast and you're small, so you're hard to hit, but maybe you don't do that much damage. And then if you get killed there, then what do you become? Like a little shrimp. I don't know what you would be, but something like that. And I feel like at the end you'd be a sloth with a shotgun. Very slow to move, but if you hit somebody one time, you're on your way up again.
So you're going in like a bigger, grander version of what I thought you were initially going with. Where when you said you imagine a little shrimp going around like shooting people, my concept would have been something more like you start off as like a little, it's going to be like Spore, where you start off as like this little shrimp guy and you run around with like a little gun and you like shoot people with that. And then you like further that thing's evolutionary chain. So then it becomes like a lobster or something. And then that thing becomes like a, I don't know, crab. And then it becomes
all
like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Your idea is a better game. Let's go with that one. Much better. Because, yeah, let's start off. And the whole story is going to be that you're born into a family that hates each other. So as you evolve over time, you guys just hate each other. Whether you evolve, devolve, You're just trying to kill him, and that's all you're doing to live for. So yeah, I can imagine it being an amoeba where you're like moving around, and maybe it's like cover fire and you're shooting. And then once you go from an amoeba, you're like a shrimp who can like float.
So do you want this to be like really quick based rounds where it's just like everyone spawns on the map and then you go around until you get to the very, you reach the highest level for whoever reached the highest level first wins type of thing? Is that how you want to do it? Kind of like Call of Duty gun game where
let's do it where they reach the highest level and get one kill.
Yeah. Right. As the highest level.
Yeah.
And then every time you get killed, you go down one. And then in gun game, if you get meleeed, you go down two levels, I think. Or was it all the way back to one? I don't remember how it exactly worked.
If you get meleeed, you go down two levels.
Two levels. Okay, yeah. So
I think.
Do you want to implement something like that where like you could do something a little bit harder to bring the person in front back even further?
Let's do it
like,
where...
Like maybe each class, like the shrimp and all that stuff, has like a special ability that is like a short range ability that if you kill them with that ability, then you level up twice and then they level up, or they level down twice. You know what I mean?
I'm cool with that, yeah.
I don't know what those abilities will be, but it would be something like short range that hits really hard, but you need skill to be able to hit it. Like Tracer's time bomb, you know what I mean? Like it's not that hard, but you need some skill to be able to use it.
Okay. So what are the stages that are going to be made? We have amoeba, which is easy. Plankton goes from there, I guess.
Oh, you want to do multiple different things. I thought it was just going to be one set that that evolves, but it's going to be on like different maps maybe. Like maybe
that's what I'm saying, different maps, but the amoeba's got to evolve into eventually like an animal. It's got to play different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what would be the next step from there? Because amoeba's cover-based third-person shooter, because it would be really confusing to be an amoeba, right? And try to move through. Do you think you could be first-person amoeba shooting?
Yeah. I don't know how it would play like, but maybe it's kind of just like melee only, but you get to move really fast.
And there'd have to be bots for you to get bigger so you can swallow other amoebas, I guess. Because, I mean, if there's two amoebas coming at you at once and they both melee at the same time, I want the bigger one to eat the smaller one.
Oh, you want it to be like that played out? I thought it was just going to be one kill you.
Yeah. And then you're gone to the next one.
Okay.
But how would we make it work? We're like amoebas, like how would an amoeba hit? It's a blob.
Maybe it's like, have to eat maybe the other it's a one. Short distance like laser beam, like it's like a light beam. It could shoot out and try to disintegrate things. And then as things are higher level, you have to hit them plus one, right? So the next evolution, you have to hit them twice to get them down and stuff like that. But like the only issue I can find in this game is what happens when there's just two people that are just amazing and everyone else is just left down in the dust being and forever amoeba, like one cell single organisms, you know what I mean? Like
that's well, no the fun king's always going to be highlighted on the radar.
Okay,
so like you're going to be able to see them at all times. First place, you're going to be able to see them on the map through a marker. I don't think I'm going to do like a body outline or anything so you can see exactly where they're at, but like a marker on the map so you can see them like moving.
Yeah, because like your concept of the better you are, the better your character gets, and the worse you are, the worse your character gets. So it makes it really hard for people who are bad to get a miracle win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hear that.
Maybe there could be like item drops or like a temporary power-up buff that can make your character a little bit stronger. That just comes on the map every once in a while. Kind of like heavy ammo in Destiny or like...
Let's have some fun then. If you're an amoeba and somehow a character walks by you and you do your short range shot, you get to infect them as a parasite. And if you kill somebody, You stay in that body. You're in it.
But was the body a player before?
Yeah.
What happened to the player that was in
there? They got short-range shot by the amoeba. That one in a million shot just got them.
Wait, I don't. Okay, repeat everything that you just said. I don't get it.
So, like, how would we make it? Because I'm trying to think of, like, a backdoor way that amoebas or, like, smaller players can get at the bigger players.
I would think it'd be, like, a temporary power-up that shows up on a random spot in the map. And then when you pick it up, maybe you get to jump 5 levels temporarily until you get a kill or a timer runs out. And then you just go 1 level up from where you were before the power-up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Where it's like it's the 20-second power-up where you get to skip 3 levels ahead. But if you kill something, the power-up ends and you just go up 1 level.
Or we could have it where there's maybe bots in the game as well as real people. And you're going to... I don't think that you'll be able to have trouble discerning bots from real people just because of the way they move. In every game I've seen, I've never seen a bot move like a human. Mm-hmm. What if the bots get easier as time goes on, as more and more people, like, let's say if someone hits stage 5 and you're at stage 1, those bots are going to get easier.
Mm.
And then you'll be able to level up through that to get like a little catch up mechanic.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe
I'd say maybe like it's only a certain threshold. Like you're not going to have someone catch up if they're 2 stages lower or 1 stage lower. That's too easy.
Maybe what it could be like is, because like you kind of mentioned, what keeps people who are really good just seek out the bots and just kill those for points. You know what I mean? Would it be where as you level up further and further, bots are worth less and less and humans were worth more and more? Maybe we could do something like that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then like you need... Maybe at first, when you're at the smaller stages, it's 1 hit, 1 kill. I thought I wanted this up until the end, just like Gun Game, where you just kill someone and then you level up. Maybe as you get to further stages in the evolutionary cycle, you need more kills to get to the next level. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So like...
So we'll have like an experience bar.
Yeah. So like when you are on the final form, instead of just getting 1 kill, you need to get, let's say... I don't know, 5 kills in a row to win. Excuse me.
Okay.
How many stages are there to the evolutionary cycle, do you think?
I'm not sure. Did you want to do something like 7's kind of standing out to me.
Okay, we could do 7. And then let's make it slowly. You have to kill more and more people to get to the next evolutionary cycle. And on the very last one, you have to get 3 in a row without dying to win.
Yeah, and it'll be something like you have to feed your bloodlust or prove that you're top of the food chain.
Yeah, and bots only count for 1 at the very beginning of the level or half at the second and 0, 0, 0. You know what I mean? So they only count for the first 2 evolutionary cycles.
Yeah, just to get you going. And bots won't start, and bots won't be there when the game starts. The bots will be introduced after the game's gone for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I like it.
All right, what's going to be the top of the food chain? What kind of person, animal, or is it just a human in tat gear sitting there with like a real gun?
I imagine it'd be like... What I imagine this to be is that we're creating a character that it's like an animal that doesn't really exist. So we're just
some kind of apex predator.
Yeah, it's like something that I want all the evolutionary cycles to make sense, where it looks like it could have been the thing before. And maybe the very final form just looks like the most advanced version of the very first one. You know what I mean?
I see what you're going now. So it'd be like, it would be a form taken from the amoebas and going forward. So yeah. I imagine it being humanoid because or at least bipedal, because that way they have two hands to hold weapons, whatever weapon that may be.
Yeah, the whole evolutionary thing should be a bipedal thing, and except for the very first stage where you're kind of more of a floaty thing. Yeah. But I would say, yeah, like, shit, I forgot where I was going with that. For some reason, I imagine these things to be underwater. So I want them to be kind of like underwater-like. Because like you said, shrimp at the very beginning. So I've always been picturing these things as underwater creatures of some sort.
They'd have like fins to them, be aquadynamic. I think that's the word. If there's aerodynamic, there's got to be aquadynamic, right?
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Okay, I'm seeing where we're going here. Some kind of like a mermaid looking thing. Not really, but kind of. Where I'm thinking Zoras too.
Like I'm thinking like those. I'm thinking Zoras or like the fish people from One Piece.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, we're both on the same track.
Yeah, here, but they start off as like a little cute thing, and then
there'll be different variations. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Real quick,
and they'll have
what art style is this all in? Is it like super realistic looking, or is it going to be super cartoony looking?
I'm not sure with this one. With this one, I wouldn't be able to tell you. Like, I don't. Part of me would like to make it a little realistic, have some like resistance looking alien kind of chimera looking things, but underwater, you know, that'd be kind of cool.
How about we make like, so we take inspiration from Resistance and make the alien creature that we play as these like crazy chimera alien looking things. But when it would be like turning them into what's the word for them? You know, when in some Japanese games they have like a chibi, like we make the chibi versions of the Resistance aliens but underwater versions of
so basically Resistance. They're gonna almost look like Murlocs from World of Warcraft, if you've ever seen those. Have you seen a Murloc?
No, I have no idea what that is.
Oh, dude, I mean, if we were in the middle of a podcast, I feel like you need to look it up to understand. Murloc, all right, while you're looking it up, Murloc. Yeah, I guess so. I
mean, aren't there Murlocs in Fallout?
Are Murlocs based off a real creature?
I don't think so.
There may be Murlocs in Fallout. Okay,
when I do Murloc, the only thing that comes up is that one dude from the Gorillas, because apparently his name's Murloc.
Your computer just has you searching different stuff. Do Murloc, W-O-W. So the art, I think, is going to be semi-realistic. It'll be funner that way. I don't know why I'm saying that. I just think now that we have the Resistance ones in the head, I think it'd be a cooler way to look at stuff.
Oh, yeah, kind of like that. I like how that thing looks. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
But I do want it to be like, for some, I see this game as like a really quick paced party game type of thing, where it's just like one simple mode, you just play it over and over. It's like recently Killer Queen Black or whatever came out, right? It's going to be kind of like that, where it's just a fast paced one thing and it does it really well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I want it to look kind of more cute and just easy to grasp what's happening just at a glance.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do, I get it now. The way we're going to introduce this is the introductory game is going to be about how sharks are born. In the womb, there are anywhere between 3 to 6 to 8 sharks in a womb. And they actually eat each other and only one survives. Well, there's a race of aquatic bipedal alien things. I didn't know what to call them. I was like, they're not mammals. Do they have hair? Do they give milk? That do along the same thing. So the music here, I don't know where to go with the music. I'll tell you, it's not going to be flowy with wind instruments. I can tell you what's not.
I imagine like kind of like a older rock vibe, kind of like Route 66 map from Overwatch, that theme, where it's kind of like that. It's not, I don't want it to be that Western sounding, but like that, it's just kind of like a drum beat with like some bass and like a guitar playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe with like a, they're holding the chords longer because it's underwater.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm always scared to do sound effects, depending on how it's going to sound like. Sounds good in my head. Okay. So we got down for the most part. The art style is going to be semi-realistic. I mean, it doesn't have to go all the way there, but I would just like to have those details shown, but not in an animated model. Animated, like a 2D animated look. I'd rather it be 3D so that you can kind of really check out the evolutions and stuff. Make sense?
Yeah. Honestly, what I'm doing right now is trying to think of a name.
All right. Where do you think they're going to be battling? In the end, do you think it's just going to be like through the ocean, like a little sphere?
Yeah, I think it'd just be like what we do for maps would be putting them. They're born in a different part of an ocean environment. So one time they're in the reefs. One time they're just on the ocean floor. Sometimes they're, I don't know.
What if there's one where they're in an arena like Blitzball and everyone's cheering it on to see who the newest members of their species are going to be? It's like one winner among them all.
You know what we could do is we'll have like a Splatfest type of event, and that's when we'll do that. You know
all what right, I mean? I'm cool with that. Yeah.
Where it's like every month there's a big tournament where you get like special rewards and stuff, like cosmetics or something for your character. I don't know what it would
could,
be.
Could we have, if we're doing a special event like that, I know I'm putting the cart before the horse, but wouldn't it be great if like one of them, they're born from eggs on a beach and they're trying to kill each other before the first one reaches the water? Could that be like a loading screen? Like it's just these characters being born trying to kill each other?
Sure.
I imagine it being cute but deadly, like Stitch, where they're all just trying to kill each other and be the best they can be with big eyes and chibi.
Maybe the loading screen can be, it's just the character that we create, whatever it's called. And yeah, you just all born. And then it's like, it's like an overhead, really simple version of it where maybe you only get one bullet every like 2 seconds. And it's like, you just try to eliminate each other.
Yeah. And I imagine it being like, and those loading screens, I imagine looking like Happy Tree Friends, but with our little aquatic creatures.
Oh, you wanted that detailed. I wanted to just kind of be more like dots. Whatever, you kind of tell who they are, but it's like overview because it's a loading screen. You know what I mean?
No, I'm down with that. I just wanted to have that feel where it's like, they're so cute. Oh my God, they're killing each other. All right.
I get what you're just saying. I get you. Yeah.
Yeah, the vibe. Right. I wouldn't mind it to be like that detailed where it's like you run them through a saw. Yeah. All right. So how much are you willing to pay for this game? I have a number in mind where I think a good 20 to 30.
Okay, I was about to say 20.
Yeah.
How about we do 25? Meet right in the middle.
$24.99. All right. Well, Jay, get out your timer because we're going to name this game.
There I go. I mean, it has to be the name of whatever this creature is. And I've been trying to think of something, but I don't know much about aquatic life. And so I can't just pull up a fake name out of nowhere.
Top of the food chain? How about that one?
Top of the food chain. But I want to name these guys. You know, like the Chimera, but we can't use that because we all obviously took inspiration from Resistance. Or like, you know, like the Zora. Like, I want to name them. Already, I think they're kind of cut because you have that image in my head of the Murloc, whatever it's called. I feel like these things are going to look kind of like froggish or toadish.
Yeah. Hmm.
How about we put like a word in front of it, like bull toad, but not bull toad, because I think that's a real kind of toad.
So the first one I came off was Murder Dial, where I combined murder and crocodile.
Murder Dial. It sounds like more of like a, like, this is a good idea for the future where it could be like a game where you die. It's like you are the person that calls people in the ring. You know what I mean? Where it's like you have 7 days. Murder Dial. We already have a name for that one. put it in your book.
Yeah, you where you're just like, hi, I'm Alexander Gonzalez, just calling you to confirm that you are in receipt of the haunted video. You will die in 7 days, otherwise known as 127 hours. Upon this call, everything is confirmed, and we will need no further action from you. Thank you. It's like, what? Murder Dial. Like, I wish I knew some scientific names, because, like,
me too.
We didn't even really name, like, animals all that well. They're all different. Orcas to sharks.
Well, I mean, they have their real name, and that's where people get cool made-up names from. They just combine
The biological name. Yeah, yeah,
exactly. And we from their
different
smart.
Kingdoms,
right.
Classes.
All right, let's say, okay, what are they? So I'm going to say
amphibious destruction.
Like, they're like frogs mixed with, what would you say?
Frogs mixed with praying sharks.
Praying mantises?
You think so?
I don't know. I'm throwing something weird out, because praying mantises kind of look like chimera, right? In a sense.
Yeah, in a sense.
Mantis frog. Frog mantis.
Is there another way, like, we could go about it? Like, they do kill each other. Is there any way we could say, murder frog.
Murder frog, like Murder Dial.
I'm really stuck on that.
You really want to put murder into the name of this game.
Okay. How about, so the scientific name for shark is Selachimorpha.
Okay. How about for a frog or a toad?
Oh. Dude, Megalodon murder. Now it's just like the best.
But they're not sharks, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Now you want to know the...
Frog. Yeah.
Frog. Okay. Da-ba-da. Well, guys, I feel like the frog is going to be like something like amphibia. But let's see. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. Instead of me deleting shark, I deleted scientific, so it was frog named shark.
Frog shark.
Here we go. So we're going to see the genus and species. Anura.
Anuramorph.
Anuramorphs. There we go.
Anuramorphs. How do you spell that?
Anuramorph. Anuramorph.
With an S at the end.
Anuramorphs.
All right. That is in 4 minutes and 46 seconds.
And Anura only refers to the ones that don't have tails. Frogs don't have tails, so. Well. But
this guy will have fins.
They will have fins, but they will not have tails. Oh, shit. Damn. That how they swim. Oh, with their legs. That's right.
Yeah, because they have feet.
Yes, they do. Okay. Well, time for me to give a brief overview of Anuramorphs. Gathering my thoughts. Anuramorphs is a first-person shooter where you and your... I want to call them brood, but that isn't very good. Where you are born into a harsh world where you must kill your fellow brethren to survive. Every single death is a stepping stone to you becoming the ultimate species and the top of the food chain. As you kill, you evolve. The further you kill, the more evolved you get and the more powerful. Just know to look over your back because your brothers are coming for you in Anuramorphs.
I just had this thought. You know how bots are slowly introduced and every time you die, you're kind of going back down the food chain, but you are getting eaten. What I'm imagining is happening is throughout this match, more eggs, and we can make this visually happen, more eggs are continuously hatching and those become the bots and respawn characters. Is this pile of eggs that just keep opening as people die and then more are remade? And then you play the remade characters where they become bots. You know what I'm saying?
That's beautiful, Jay. We're getting a universe going now. Now we got a universe.
And they have like a really violent birth. It like blows up and there's like juices that come out somehow underwater.
You can even make it so that they're clear. So you see them trying to fight against the, like to hatch.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So we got a game here, Jay. What do you think? Would this be a game you'd want to play and is it fun?
Yeah, I'll give it a good shot. I love gun game in Call of Duty. And I like those style of games where it's like you first one to get to the very top wins type of thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'll definitely give it a shot.
I definitely give this a shot. It'd be quick. It'd be fun. It wouldn't require too much from me. And I'd like to see where it all goes. I'd have to win at least one. Got to win at least one. See how it is to take out three people at the top. Because, you know, the first time you get to the top, you're all excited, so you die fast.
Yeah.
You're worried about your powers.
And then eventually people would make strategies and all that stuff.
And alliances. All right. Now that we have a complete game, for the first time, in order, what game studio would you assign to be able to make a Neuromorphs the best?
Whoever made... There's a game called Stick Bolt. I don't know who made it, but it's a really small game studio. I feel like they would do a good job with this. Stick Bolt was like a party dodgeball game.
Yeah. I think I played it with you.
Yeah, no, it's a fun little party game. Who else would do really well? What do you think?
I'm thinking maybe Epic Games. They did Unreal Tournament.
Who's the one that made... there was this game. It did not do well. It got shut down like a month in. But the whole idea was there's like anti-gravity zones and these jump pads. And you jump onto these jump pads and go in these anti-gravity zones. And you could shoot behind you to make your gun boost you forward up in the air. Do you know what game I'm talking about? It was a hero-based shooter.
No. Shoot. I only played like...
Oh, man. Whoever made that game... That would be a good choice for this.
And then another one that I think for like the kind of foreboding and stuff, I was thinking maybe Hopu Games, who made Risk of Rain.
I don't.
All those characters felt unique. You never played Risk of Rain?
No.
Psh. It's a fun game. It's a fun game to play with other people. But all right. That's what I'm thinking. Did you ever find the name for Stick Bolt? If not, I'm thinking
Law
another
Breakers
good one.
Lawbreakers is the name of the game with the anti-gravity
zones.
Oh, Lawbreakers. Is made by...
Cliffy B.
Boss Key Productions, yeah. That game didn't go anywhere. But cool idea. And I feel like they could take our idea and do something cool with it. You know what I mean?
I think so, especially in the way that game was presented. It had a lot of style.
It did. It did. And just so I know, or just so people know, Stick Bolt was Game Swing, and it's published by Curve, which is a little bit more of a familiar name.
All right. Well, there you go. And with that, our 73rd IP has gone gold. We hope you look forward to this experience that will probably never release. You can write to @poundgames@gmail.com if you have anything to patch into the game we create today. Also, give us feedback. We are still learning how to make this show better, and your feedback really helps. We have a Patreon. If you'd like to back our ideas, please head over to patreon.com/wearenotgamedevs. Patrons receive episodes 2 days early and an extra podcast at the beginning, which you caught the tail end of our conversation at the beginning of this episode. That's patreon.com/wearenotgamedevs. If you like the show, why not subscribe and give us all the stars on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher? We're on SoundCloud too, and if they ask for a review, instead of reviewing our show, become an in-game critic and review A Neuromorphs, the video game we just created. Thank you for joining us today. We will be back next Friday with another new IP. Again, my name is Alex Gonzalez.
And I'm Jay Yee.
Thank you, and please remember that we are not game devs.
I'm so glad you remembered.
Oh no, that
remorse. Because I would not have remembered that.
Yeah, I made sure to put that in my brain. One of these days, I'm going to sing the outro, and I'm going to make it so it syncs. Oh, never mind. You can make it so it syncs.
I could, but you still have to make it so you're singing it on tempo. You know what I mean? Like, I could make you start at the same time it starts.
It's all on me.
If you sing it wrong.
I just fucked it up. I'm going to have to listen to it over and over again. Okay. Oh, no. Let's stop it there.